For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA playoffs. BetOnline is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs. From basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, golf, to UFC and boxing. The fastest and easiest way to get your sports betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games, available to play right from your home. Get into the action today. So head over to the website or use your mobile device to join. And be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, that spells BELIEVE, to receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker, Josh Woods. Josh, what's going on, man?
Reporting live from BC Lions training camp in Kamloops, British Columbia. You know, getting it in after practice, between meetings.
Wow.
Like I mentioned earlier, I feel like Draymond Green.
No. I love it. There's a few different things that we can kind of dive into, but first of all, you are out that way. How was the trip? Any snags, any hurdles, any obstacles in the way? I remember there was something about the bags, right?
You know, starting it off kind of messed up. Get through, went to the wrong line of immigration, had to double back.
Jeez.
That took a while. I had to renew my work permit. That was the thing. Then I finally get to camp, which is in Kamloops, British Columbia, en route from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Lose my important bag with some good stuff in there. I needed that one. Had to wait. They had lost it. Found it the next day. Got it the next morning. It was all good.
Were you nervous? Were you worried? Without this bag?
Yes, I needed it. I had the Lulu in there, had the game station in there.
Okay.
It was a lot going on. A lot of valuable things in different ways, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. I haven't been on a plane too much, but that's always been my biggest fear. Thankfully, the few trips that I've taken, that hasn't happened. So I'm glad that worked out for you. Speaking of those who've kind of been traveling and making their way out this way to UCLA, so they finished spring practice on a Friday. They usually were having their end of the week practices, they were on Saturday, but for whatever reason it worked out this way on a Friday, and it was really interesting. So when I write my stories, I'm doing it in the student body area, or I don't know, some older building. I forget the name of it at the moment. That's a in between like the hotel and Poly, if that makes sense. And in between the hotel and the athletic building where the AD is. That makes sense.
It's like in between Poly and that is the build. They're right next to each other.
No, there's a building in between. Anyways,
there's a new building.
No, this is an old building. I'll remember the name later on. No, it's not important. It's not important. Anyways, it's an old building that I work in and do my stories in. Anyways, I think I might have gotten something to eat, and then I head back to the hotel. I don't know. I don't think we were recording a podcast or something. I think I was going to edit the last episode. Mm-hmm. And when I was editing the last episode, it took a lot longer because Jerry Neuheisel and all the coaches are there. And I'm like, ooh, what's going on? And I was a little thrown off because the recruits were coming in. This was like the first round of recruits coming in for visits, official visits and whatnot. But I guess they were just kind of arriving. I thought they would have been there for practice. So I thought that was a little weird. I thought some of them would have been there for practice. But anyway, so I took a seat in the lobby, not knowing how the stuff was going to play out, where they were going to be, who was what. I'm just sitting where I normally would sit, like the same spot I would sit in when I'm doing the podcast on location at UCLA. And then all of a sudden, Ken Norton Jr. comes in and he talks to a guy. And Jerry Neuheisel's talking to a guy and they're greeting everybody. Everyone's coming in one by one. And I'm like looking at the list of guys who were expected to come in. And I'm like, yep, yep, yep. Okay, these are all the guys. So it was just interesting, just kind of watching and looking. I didn't really tweet out any of what was being said because I did hear some stuff. But it was just kind of interesting to be a fly on the wall and see some of that happen. And one thing that I did hear that I will say was, I know at one point Ken Norton Jr. told one of them, hey, this is our first round of visits. And there's a reason why I brought you in. I want you. Like, and I was like, because they were sitting like right behind me during this on like some in a little circle of chairs. And I
was like, so this is public. Like, this isn't public.
This is public. So it's not like I'm being nosy or whatever, but I'm just like, oh, damn. And I was like, okay. But it was just really kind of interesting to watch the whole thing kind of play out. They were kind of running back and forth as different guys were coming in, meeting up with their host, going to dinner, all these different things. It was very interesting. It was a treat for me just to kind of watch it all kind of play out. And that's just kind of the early on stuff. And this is day like one of three. We've kind of talked about the recruiting stuff before, but I just thought it was kind of interesting to see the official visit stuff kind of play out. So that was one thing. They did take some pictures. No one committed throughout the trip, but I just found all of it interesting, just the interaction. You know, Jerry Neuheisel knew everybody. Ethan Young was there, of course. I didn't see the defensive coordinator. I didn't see Chip, but this was like 2 hours after the final spring practice and they flip right into recruiting mode. And I heard Ken Norton Jr. say as well, and obviously it ended up being the case, like the next week we're hitting the road, we're on recruiting. Like, there was no break from the end of spring practice to them kind of recruiting. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Another video that did come out from Bruin Report Online was they took a tour of the facility. And I thought the facility was pretty neat.
Bruin Report took a tour.
They took a tour because they're doing something with the Men of Westwood, the NIL collective. And so the first thing that caught my eye was, I guess they have bricks in that lobby with everyone's name on it, who I guess has played there. Do you have your name there?
My name is down there.
Do you know where it's at? Like, do you go like look at it every time, or?
Well, it's kind of like by year, so.
Oh, okay. So it's obvious. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like, I mean, I know they're not adding bricks in all the time and stuff, but it was pretty interesting. So I thought that was interesting that they kind of said, any former Bruin, you know, come on in and look at your bricks. So I'm like, oh, I'm sure Josh has done that. They also had that wall of Jordans. Was this last time that you went there, the first time you saw that?
I mean, yeah, because that was the first time I had been back since they were like officially
right.
Jordan.
Right.
So, and I mean, and I know that wall is relatively new.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like where everyone, it's like one of the first photo spots for a lot of guys who come and visit.
Because you can see it from the outside.
See, so. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that. because I never walked that way, so I didn't. I would have never known, but now I got to go over there and kind of take a peek at it.
Right in the lobby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Which to me is kind of like...
kind of crazy because...
kind of crazy.
That thing is usually something that would be like, down by the locker room or something.
Yeah. And they said all of those Jordans were made just for that display, except for like two, I think the ones that they release or give to them, I guess. But all the other ones, I don't know if they were saying one of a kind. Ethan Young gave the tour, the recruiting director. But one thing I did find interesting about it was like the meeting rooms and how they kind of split off into the meeting rooms. And it was just kind of interesting, especially hearing you talk about some of it, just hearing it all play out. But I thought the quarterback room was interesting. I don't know if you guys have seen these meeting rooms since, but I guess the quarterback room is what was the quarterback room is now the tight ends room, and the quarterback room is now the player lobby. And I guess now all the guys just hang out.
Like where the lounge used to be.
I guess where the lounge used to be. So I found that kind of interesting. So the quarterbacks have a bigger room and they have like this Oculus thing now. Have you ever tried that?
So originally that was like, there was a wall. Like, okay. So like that thing was like, there was supposed to be like, you come in and like you like in between those like four TVs, there's supposed to be like gaming consoles. That never happened. You keep going. It's more of the lounge area. There was like couches, a TV, like charging stations. And then there was a back room that was a theater room, but they ended up taking that wall down and building that little space they have, that little Oculus space over there.
Yeah.
And it's like a little virtual reality, little whatever it is. So yeah, but they were building it when I was there, but it was not, they weren't using it until I left. So
okay, so yeah, I guess they were using some other company, but now they switched to Oculus. And this is all according to the video. I'll put a link to the video so you guys can watch it. It's like 30 minutes long. But I thought it was kind of interesting because they said like the younger guys can use, so like Dante Moore could put it on and they can like put defenses in. They can change the number of, hey, look out for number two linebacker, and, you know, keep an eye on him and stuff like that. And I'm like, part of me was like, is that only for linebackers or is that only for quarterbacks? I would think maybe someone like you would be able to use it too, maybe, but they didn't even have it before you. Sounds like they continue to add more good stuff after you were gone.
That's where technology's going, but yeah, and like being able to get reps like that without physically.
Yeah, mental reps, like, they kind of say, like, yeah, right.
And hopefully they do have the opposite too, like, or not yet, but if they do for like linebacker, that would be good to be able to, you know, see route concepts, see how the offensive line is going to move, you know. Technology is pretty cool.
And I'm trying to just remember what else. I mean, because there's not a whole lot of news, but this tour was kind of interesting. I watched the whole thing because I'm like, I need to see this building because it's the only chance I'm ever going to see the inside of it. So apparently Chip Kelly rides on the pool, goes in the pool treadmill thing
every day.
That's what they said. Ethan Young said every day at like 4 o'clock. Have you ever been on, are you guys, I'm assuming you guys are allowed to be on it too, but Chip just, you know, enjoying the facility. He does as well.
Yeah, he does it for his fitness. Like I've done it for like rehab for my knee. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. So you're not weight bearing. You know, you're able to run, do different kind of movements on it, and it's like an underwater treadmill. So like, there's a lot of things you could do. But yeah, you can catch him in there like not that it's kind of scary, but it'll be like later, mm-hmm. and he won't have the lights on. But he'll have his iPad. Because the lights in the tub room, like,
right?
He won't have them on. He'll be in there running. He'll have his iPad with one thing. He'll have ESPN on TV in the back. Like he's mm-hmm. doing like multiple things.
Wow.
While he's running, so times I've like popped in, you know, to grab things from the training room when, mm-hmm. I guess you say after hours. Sometimes you catch him in there getting a workout in.
It's kind of interesting. I'm like, that thing seems scary because I'm like, do you know how many miles per hour you're going or like, what is the.
Yeah, the rumor was that he has one of those built in every house. I don't know if it's true or not. Every house he's lived in,
he has one built in.
So he's used to like, it's like a remote thing that kind of can set it and get it going. Mm-hmm. So like, that's his thing. Like,
okay.
You know, Coach Moore used to run stadiums, like Chip runs on underwater treadmills.
I had never heard of an underwater treadmill until watching this thing, so I might have to watch some videos of it later. Hey, everybody, just wanted to take a quick break to remind you guys that the football season is right around the corner, and when you're headed out to the Rose Bowl, what better shirt to wear than a Believe in UCLA Football Podcast shirt? By doing that, you're going out, you're going to the game, you're supporting your team, and you're supporting your favorite podcast at the same time. Some of the proceeds go back to the podcast and help support the content and the different things that we have planned going forward. So what better way to, again, support your team and your favorite podcast than by picking up the shirts? Now, where can you find these shirts? They're available at the Believe Network store, and we made it very easy for you. Scroll down on this podcast, check out the description. I got two links there for you for two different shirts. Make sure you check them out. Find the one that's right for you. And hopefully, I see you wearing them out at the game. I'd love to see you wear them. Real quick, before we kind of head out, this is kind of a shorter episode. Are you familiar with the name Darren Chevrini at all?
I seen that he took mm-hmm. the Chafee job. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of that on Twitter.
Took the Chafee job. He was an offensive analyst under Chip Kelly. At the staff there at UCLA for a year, spent some time at Colorado, Riverside City College. I was actually a student at Riverside City College when he was there, but wasn't fully aware of like who he was. But I remember one day I bought this box of NFL cards, and I guess I was kind of familiar with the name, and I was like looking through it, and all of a sudden I like had a Darren Chevrini rookie card. I think it was a rookie card. And I was like, hey, Darren, I found your card, like, and I like tweeted him, and we've kind of every once in a while, we'll kind of tweet like publicly. We don't really DM a whole lot, but we've been familiar with each other for a while, but glad he's got the Chafee job and coming back to the IE. I think that's his first head coaching job. I think he's going to do a great job. I just kind of figured maybe you would have ran into him at some point. Maybe not, because he was at RCC at the time. So maybe he wasn't kind of recruiting guys like you, but
yeah, I was like, I might have bumped into him around the facility in the mm-hmm. few times that I've been back, but he wasn't there when I was there. But yeah, Chafee's for JUCO's big time, you know, place in the IE, and you know, like I know guys personally that have went there and gotten out, and maybe my little brother is looking. He might end up at Chafee. He might end up at San Bernardino Valley or something. But, mm-hmm. you know, so it's always good, you know, to get, you know, get guys out of the IE, especially with all the portal stuff going on. And, you know, it's tougher on some of these high school kids that would usually get an opportunity to go straight to a four-year. So
when I think that it could serve as a good resource, too, especially for UCLA. And I think that was something some fans were talking about. We're like, ooh, we got a little pipeline, a little feeder system, maybe get some JUCO guys if needed. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, obviously there'll be that relationship there where he, you know, guys, there can be some communication there mm-hmm. with sending guys there or at least getting getting some eyes on some of the guys out there. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he's been hitting up a lot of the high schools in the IE as well. I'm not sure if he went to Upland, but I know he went to Rancho Cucamonga, Norco, a bunch of different guys. He said guys already kind of interested and committed. So I just thought it was pretty good for the IE as, in general. He did graduate from Corona High back in the day when they were a powerhouse. Not so much now because Corona Centennial. But
yeah, I was like, when's the last time Corona High School has been hot?
It's been a while. Not since I've been around, but... that's kind of probably the biggest news for UCLA was Darren Shavrini moving on. I would like to think maybe that means they'll probably try to bring in another offensive analyst. Maybe I wonder how that may change the role, if any, for the Navy coach who came in and is doing that. I forgot the director of leadership kind of deal. I wonder if maybe he kind of slides into that role maybe, or can help in that role. That'd be something I'd ask Chip Kelly about, but I don't know if I'm talking to him for another month or so. I don't, whatever,
yeah, might be a while.
Practice starts, but I just found that kind of interesting. So that's kind of it. Have you seen anything on Twitter or anything? I know some of the guys in the NFL, I saw Aaron Rodgers sent DTR a message. I saw that video, but did you see anything else? Anything I missed?
My time on social media has been a bit limited. Due to camp, of course.
True.
I try to, you know, get on if I get any mentions. That's how I was able to see a lot of the coach going to Chafee, things that you mentioned me in. If you guys, like I said, if y'all still have any questions, stuff like that, and I get mentioned in it, I'll still respond. But I haven't been scrolling as much. Dudes, I have seen, like I'm not even on Instagram right now, but some of the things from the guys I've seen, some clips of, like, even Shea had some linebacker clips. They have them, and so I'd see some. Well, this is what might not have been public, but privately, I have seen Shea Pitts playing some inside linebacker with the Titans and making some plays. I was really happy to see that. Definitely seen Mo in Seattle.
I have not seen Mo at all on Twitter, so I know he must be busy. Where are these clips? I guess maybe on Instagram. Maybe I don't really go on Instagram as much as I should. Or maybe they're just sending them to you directly, but
I'm just, you know, guys are making their ways around, and you know, sounds like they're, you know, giving their all at these rookie camps and going forward. These guys that, you know, the undrafted free agent guys that sign OTAs and all that stuff, you know, keep doing their thing, make the roster.
I think I saw Dorian's gonna be like number 17 or something, something a little, or maybe it was 12. Something a little different than what we're used to, but he's going to be in a Cleveland Browns jersey. Real quick, before we kind of end things here, rest in peace to Jim Brown, who just passed away, a legendary Cleveland Brown, and just a legend in NFL and football in general. So rest in peace to him.
Off the field, too. A lot of activist stuff, you know, a lot of social work. Just a big figure, not only in the sports community, but in the Black community as well. So shout out to a legend.
A legend for sure. And I think we'll probably end it on that note. But like Josh said, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Anything you're curious about, any stories, anything that kind of catches your guys' eye, make sure you tag me and Josh. We'll have our social media handles below in the description. Hit us up with your questions. We'll probably do a Q&A episode. Maybe we'll try and get another guest or two on. I've already kind of been talking to somebody, and we'll see where things go from there. But with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in, checking out. Just wanted to give you guys a quick little update of where everything's at. Make sure Josh made it safely, and he did get his bags and whatnot. So with that being said, we'll get on out of here, and we'll catch you guys in the next one. Thank you, everybody. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast, presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. We'll be right back.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.